This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, February 20, 2018. Paul Layton writes in today's Salem News, the future of the Essex County Regional 911 Center is in doubt unless officials make several changes to the troubled operation, according to a new audit. The audit says the center is plagued by a major budget shortfall, organizational problems, and a lack of trust among participants. The audit is quoted as saying these challenges are testing the center's very viability and prospects for future long-term survival. The audit was commissioned by Sheriff Kevin Coppinger, whose agency is in charge of the center. The center cost $12 million to build and open in 2013 as a way to regionalize emergency police, fire, and ambulance dispatching for local communities with the goal of increasing efficiency and saving money. The center was built for 13 communities, but only six agreed to join. Beverly dropped out before it ever went online, and Amesbury is scheduled to leave next year due to dissatisfaction with the center. That will leave only four smaller communities as members, according to Paul Layton: Essex, Middleton, Topsfield, and Wenham, and a gaping hole in its budget. The Sheriff's Department has been subsidizing the center over the last few years and is scheduled to contribute $2.3 million this year at a time when its own operation is facing reduced state funding for mandatory operations. Much more on the story written by Paul Layton in today's Salem News. Well, according to the AP, the Americans played their way back into the only women's hockey game that matters, a showdown with Canada for the Olympic gold medal. The Americans are back in the title game for a third straight Olympics after shutting out Finland 5-0 on Monday in the semifinals. They will face their arch rival on Thursday, and the Americans will be trying to win their first gold since 1998, when women's hockey made its debut in the Olympics. And yes, the Americans understand the United States-Canada playing for gold is what everyone expects to see. This will be the third opportunity at gold for six Americans: Captain Megan Duggan of Danvers, Hillary Knight, Gigi Marvin, Casey Bellamy, and twin sisters Monique Lamoureux Mirando and Jocelyn Lamoureux Davidson. More on this story in today's Salem News. Ray Lamont writes in today's Gloucester Times, Gloucester's Health Director and its Recreational Marijuana Task Force have formally raised questions over unfunded mandates and other issues with the state's recreational marijuana law as the State Cannabis Control Commission finalizes regulations for licensing shops to sell pot over-the-counter later this year. Gloucester City Health Director Karen Carroll and City Councilor Val Gilman, the council's liaison to the task force and a driving force behind efforts to firm up local pot sales regulations, presented a task force-approved report to the commission last week calling for more education and for help in meeting fiscal demands that loom over enforcement of any regulations. More on this story in today's Gloucester Times, story written by Ray Lamont. Residents in the town of Nahant spoke out very loudly last week, hoping to stop Northeastern University from expanding its Marine Science Center. Bill Newell reports.
Rick, the smallest town in the state, Nahant, took a big stance on plans to expand a college campus on East Point. Bridget Turcotte wrote last week in the Daily Item of Lim that Northeastern University's Marine Science Center presented the town with a brief presentation on its proposal to construct an additional building on a 23-acre site for research and classroom space in their Thursday night meeting. Immediately afterwards, before residents formed a line that wrapped around the auditorium to speak, the Board of Selectmen voted unanimously to petition the land court for an injunction to stop the development. The proposal includes a new building and increased amounts of water intake and outflow from the Science Center. Nahant resident Vi Patek, who is the head of an environmental organization, SWIM, in Nahant.
I and my directors have been communicating with each other on which stance SWIM should take. And we decided that one of the simplest steps we could take is a one-year moratorium, which you've all heard about, I think, a complete stop of any motion on Northeastern's campus, to give us time to think, to plan, to gather the masses of information that should have been provided to us from the start. There's no information, really, about what's going on. I was first shocked at the MEPA meeting at the lack of information about the water going in and out of the pipes.
Town Selectman Richard Lombard came out forcefully against the proposal.
The Board of Selectmen already voted to put in an article in the April Town Wanted, and it was $50,000 put in that article to justify the legal. We expect this is not going away. Okay?
Okay.
And there's a trust factor here, and the trust factor is very low. Okay?
Yep.
I do not believe them. After we dealt with them a year ago, the trust, you know, and I was promised something, and I'll be honest with you, I won't bring it up. And, you know, and I've been talking to John and Jeff, and I'll be honest with you, I was just absolutely taken back by this proposal. And I'll be honest with you, I'm shocked. But I should have known it when the people that use Canoe Beach, when they were putting the pipeline for the gas line, it wasn't no small, you know, 6-inch gas main. It was huge.
Yeah.
So when that gas line went in, we knew there was something happening.
Nahant selectman Richard Lombard. Northeastern University's attorney Steve Smith said this.
I would agree with his conclusion if things end here. We've heard the objective tonight was to present the plans as they exist today. And again, they're very preliminary in nature, to hear what the concerns and the issues are of the community, of which there have been many, and to give us an opportunity to prepare responses to those and provide those responses to the community. And we need to work through you, gentlemen, to determine what the best forum is for doing that. I understand the direction the town's going in. I don't begrudge you. I don't argue against that. But while we move forward, while that's in play, it's still important to the town and supporting Northeastern University that we begin and continue to communicate to address the issues that are being brought before the town in the event that this project does go forward, so it's a project that we can all live with.
And as the night concluded on Thursday, Jeff Trussell, the Northeastern University Science Center head, added this.
I just wanted to thank everyone. I've listened very carefully to what everyone had to say tonight, and I would just like to say that putting this project aside, I would just like to here at this meeting to ask the selectmen to work with the town to identify 3-4 citizens that would like to work with the Marine Lab on a variety of issues that are of concern to the town. Not just this thing, put this aside, just anything else. I think that would go a long way to helping with communication going forward.
I'm Bill Newell for North Shore Today, MSO News Sports. Rick?
All righty, Bill. Thank you, sir. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.